Hello, my name is Shaniqua. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
I was going to say hey, and I forgot your name while you were talking.
Shaniqua.
Shaniqua.
Yes,
are
ma'am.
You?
I'm doing good.
Well, I know you're a busy little girl right now.
Yes, ma'am. I know.
Darling, we called, I don't know the date, me and my husband about where to find to get the vaccine. They put it, I think we talked to you, but because you're so happy on the phone, I remember. And he's 75 and he's got a lot of health conditions, and I'm 64 and I do too. I've got stents in my heart. I've got, I've got heart disease. I don't know, y'all. You got mine and his names both. When would we be called, or shall I try to look for other places or anywhere you know we could go get them? I'd like to get them together because I'm kind of afraid for one to get one and the other one end up getting sick from it or something.
Yes, ma'am. I understand. You actually have to call. Do you remember? Because you probably called the vaccine appointment line. And do you, ma'am?
What's that number?
855-566-5333.
Okay. Right here. I'm sorry, darling. I think I just wanted to hear your voice this morning.
It's okay. But yes, ma'am. You probably called them, and when you called them, you registered with your health department. But your health department, I'm pretty sure if you call them, they're just going to give you back that number right there. But they can't tell you when.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to.
The other day I heard someone say they're giving them this at Jacksonville. I told a friend of mine, run on up there, and I think they've got plenty left. Well, if I knew where they were, we would go up there and see, but we don't know where they're at.
Yes, ma'am. I completely understand. It's just that the health department, they're not doing their job the way they're supposed to be doing it. But they supposed to actually give you a call back, actually, with your appointment date and your appointment time. But I can say you can pre-register again with that 855 number.
Uh-huh.
That way you can put your name back on the list and hope for a call back from your health department.
Well, where are they giving them in Jacksonville? Do you know?
Let's see.
Where are you from?
I'm actually in Montgomery.
Oh, Lord, you're close to the thing.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm scared to even go there now.
Oh, yes. Yes, that line is very long down here. What can I say? To get one down here, you probably have to line up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, because that line is ridiculous.
Let me maybe make a few more phone calls and see. But if our health department is not doing a good job with it, I'd rather go with somebody else.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I mean, they say they're going to come. I was hoping that to wait till they come through with the ones at the pharmacies. They're supposed to be getting them.
Okay.
But I don't know when. That would be a lot better instead of standing in lines all day long.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. But yes, try to call your health department and see. Again, if not, call the 855-566-5333 number and just pre-register and get your name on the list again.
Okay. Okay, honey. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You enjoy your day.
You too.